Coming up next is an episode of Fulfilling Lives, presented by the Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities. The mission of Fairfield DD is to bring about a vibrant community where people lead lives of greater independence and make meaningful contributions.
Welcome to Fulfilling Lives, a program of the Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities. I'm Alicia Greenwood, your host today, and I hope you're all having a wonderful day. I am joined by our guests, Jenna Traeger, who is the supervisor of our Early Intervention Department here at Fairfield DD, and Tanya Spence, who is one of our developmental specialists here at Fairfield DD in our Early Intervention Department. How are you both doing today?
Doing great.
Good. Thanks for having us.
Let's go ahead and get started, and we're going to learn a little bit more about early intervention today. So, Tanya, why don't you give us what is early intervention, maybe in a nutshell?
Well, Alicia, I would say in a nutshell, early intervention is a program that provides a team of service coordination and service providers to support families of children birth to three with developmental disabilities or delays.
And something that's a little bit unique to our county, as opposed to other counties, is the way that we provide early intervention is through three separate agencies. So we have a very strong partnership with Family Children First Council, and they house our Help Me Grow contract. And then we also have a very close partnership with Community Action, and they house our Help Me Grow service coordination. They are the people that provide us all of the referrals for the Fairfield DD service provision. And then here at Fairfield DD, we are the providers for the service. So we have a team of developmental specialists, speech therapists, occupational therapists, and physical therapists that can go out into the home and work with the families.
Great. Thanks for the explanation. And Jenna, you said that's unique to Fairfield County, correct?
It is unique to Fairfield County, but there are a couple other counties in the state that also work like that. But a lot of other counties have service coordination underneath of their county board. And
okay.
That's what's the unique part of it for us.
Okay. So let me ask, who is eligible for the early intervention services that we offer?
So any child that is 0 to 3, so birth to 3, experiencing a delay in any developmental area, or if they have a qualified medical diagnosis, they could be considered eligible.
Okay.
And something to know about eligibility as well is if a child has a qualified medical diagnosis, then if they're able to provide the documentation to show that, they do not have to go through an evaluation process. But if there's any type of area of delay that a parent or a family is concerned about, they can reach out and we will do a full developmental evaluation on the child.
So just give me a layman's term for what is the qualified medical diagnosis?
So on the Ohio Early Intervention website, there is a list of qualified diagnoses for children. For example, somebody that was born with a diagnosis of Down syndrome would be able to qualify for a program and they would not have to go through a full developmental screening or developmental evaluation.
Okay, thanks. So let's get a little bit more specific. Let me know, how do you work together with families to provide the best learning experience?
So we provide services during visits, which are typically home visits. So we want to go within the child's natural learning environment, which is typically the family's home. Then our service providers, be it the developmental specialist, the speech therapist, occupational therapist, or physical therapist, we use a coaching model. So we go out to the home and coach the caregivers on strategies to promote child development.
Okay, so you're working with the parents so that they're understanding what it is that you're working on with their child so that they're able to do it when you're not there. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Perfect.
And something that's important to know about the model for early intervention is because it's so embedded in the natural environment with familiar things to the child, familiar things to the family, We're able to then embed strategies into their natural routines. So it's not an extra thing that families have to do or take time out of their day. And the idea behind that is that then the child will have more exposure to those strategies to be able to keep doing them and do them more frequently in hopes that they're able to get to where their family would like to see them developmentally.
Great. So you're working with the things that the family has in their own homes, and maybe the kiddos, it's their toys and their things that they're crawling and reaching for and learning to stand up on and things like that, that they then can continue using. It's not something that you're taking back with you that the family doesn't have access to, right?
Yes.
Yes. And something that's kind of unique to us as well is that we're able to use any type of natural environment. So if the child is primarily at childcare during the day and their teacher would like to learn some strategies that we're also working with the families, we're able to go and do classroom observations. We're able to go and talk to the teachers with the parents' permission, and we're able to use that as a natural environment as well.
Awesome. So it's very personalized for whatever it is that child needs and the goals that their family is trying to achieve.
Yes.
Wonderful. So what is something that maybe the listeners that we have today might not know or understand about early intervention?
One thing that I think that a lot of people may not know is that the program is no cost to the family. So there's no cost to the family for the services, and there are no income requirements.
Great.
So another thing that people may not realize is that you don't have to wait for a referral from a physician or a pediatrician. You can call the number on the intake page, which we have on our Fairfield DD website, if anybody's interested, and any parent can make a self-referral. And that just kind of kickstarts the referral process, gets you in with intake, and then it just, they'll ask you a few basic questions about your child and what your concerns are, and then you'll be able to get an appointment.
Okay, so let me just kind of reiterate that and make sure I understand it too, and for our listeners. So somebody, a parent, grandparent, sees a potential concern, they can go to our website, which is fairfielddd.com, and they can fill out what did you call it, Jenna? An intake form or evaluation form?
So there's a phone number, and they'll just call our central intake, and they'll ask them some basic questions, and they'll get them connected straight to Community Action to start services.
Perfect. Okay, so it's a fairly simple process to get started. So that's good to know. The easier we can make it on other people and families to get connected is wonderful. What are the benefits of a family being involved with early intervention services?
So with early intervention being within the first 3 years of a child's life, it's during the most impressionable times for their brain development, for their communication development. It's the first time that they're starting to create connections with their environment and relationships and really learning a lot about their family, their surroundings, and how to use things and whatnot. So with that, we're able to kind of help families get the building blocks and tools that they need to be able to really maximize what they can do with the space that they have and the things that they have to offer. And then that just helps support their child's development, and they're able to do that in the way that they want to and with their priorities in mind.
Wonderful. Thank you, Jenna. And so we're also working to connect parents to one another. Is that correct? Tanya, you want to speak on that?
Yes. So we do have some early intervention community events, probably about quarterly. And we have those in the community. We've had some at the Pumpkin Patch, local to the county, at Art and Clay, or just even at a park. In the community, so that parents and families can come together. We try to have some activities during that time, and it would provide an opportunity for parents to be able to connect with other parents who might be in similar situations.
great. I love those opportunities because parents, you know, I'm a parent, so I love to find other parents who are in similar life situations as myself. And that's providing an opportunity for those parents to connect and the kids to make friends and additional relationships and connections as they're learning and growing in new environments and all those great things. So anything else that either of you would like to add before we wrap up today?
One more goal we would like to talk about is that children sometimes, because we start services at 0 to 3, come into early intervention with just one concern, maybe one delay, and we're able to get into the home and support those families and give them the tools that they need, and they're able to catch up to their developmental milestone and reach age appropriateness, which means that then they don't need our services anymore, which we always celebrate because then those children don't have to go on to receive services from preschool and whatnot, or we can always still stay as a support if they need to come back in within those 3 years as well, and we've already established a relationship. Another good goal to kind of touch on is that if children continue on after 3 to need services, from preschool or from the county board, we're able to kind of help build the support around those families so that if they have questions during that process, there's a lot of people involved, a lot of agencies involved, and we're able to kind of be there as a staple since we've worked with them in the past 3 years.
And it sounds like you guys are very flexible. So as you're transitioning into, as the child's transitioning into preschool, you know, going into the school and working with that teacher or helping to make some of those other connections with the school, that's something that you guys are able to help with, correct?
So since we phase out at age 3, we're not able to go past those IEP meetings usually or developing of those plans, but what we can do is we can give that information to maybe their next service coordinator if they continue on, or we're able to have that conversation with the school about what we've seen, what we've done with the family, and we're able to do that while the family's there. And one way that we do that too to help them prepare the plans for the classroom is we prepare them with a transition summary, which kind of just talks about what are our current concerns with the that the family has still, and then how can we best adapt those to make sure that they're successful in the classroom and all of their needs are going to be met.
Okay. I appreciate you explaining that because I know that it can get a little confusing when one program kind of ends at a certain time and another one, you know, begins or doesn't begin, or what that timeline looks like. So thank you very much for that. All right, well, I believe that wraps us up, unless either of you have anything else to add. Oh, well, thank you both very much for joining us today. Appreciate your time, Jenna and Tanya. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Fulfilling Lives. Have a wonderful day.